And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin and the one and only Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez. Jim, such a great guy. And boy, oh boy, has he brought in, he's like Santa Claus today.
Santa Claus Jim Hughes, that's what, Captain Santa Claus, that's what I'm going to call him. Because we're giving away, Jim is gracious enough, a day and a half to 2.5 day trip. For two, one winner is going to win a trip for two on a day and a half to 2.5 on the Cortez.
And he can bring a friend if he has one.
Yeah, there it is.
And so that's what you're encouraging is bring your friend fishing.
Well, that's, you know, you get on a boat and you don't know anybody. You know, it's better if you have somebody to fish with and you know that you know. And,
And because your boat is chartered for the most part throughout the year, only
99%,
a couple, only a couple open parties. You're going to work it out with them to get them on to a charter?
If you know, whatever some works. Of my charter masters call up and say, I need a couple guys for this trip, you know, then ring them
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. So when a line does open up, give us a shout at 833-288-0973.
There you go. Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Corey and Jim.
Morning, Bart.
Good morning. It sounds really great show today.
Thanks.
But Jim, I'm sitting here listening, you know, and I'm 74 years old, and when I went to college, one of the things I studied was anthropology, and I'm a big believer in cycles on this planet. That's why I don't worry too much about global warming, because I know right behind it is global cooling.
Exactly.
And I get asked this question all the time when I talk to people who don't fish a lot. I talk about how great the fishing is right now, and they say, well, why is that? And I go, you know, I'm not really sure. So I'm going to ask you, why do you think we're in this great cycle of fishing right now?
We're in a great cycle of fishing right now. We've had a lot of this cooler water in the wintertime. You have 3 year classes of anchovies right now, and it goes all the way out to 200 miles. You have volumes of sardine. You know, you go back to the, you know, late 60s, early 70s. We didn't even use sardines for bait. It was straight anchovies.
Wow. There was just no sardine?
No, it was just a cycle. Yeah. Sardines weren't here. Now you have mostly sardines, but the anchovy population, which I'm really encouraged about, is they've documented 3 year classes this year.
Wow.
And it goes all the way from the beach, all the way out. You know, you got this volume of fish that has no reason to leave. You know, you take the whole Guadalupe situation. That used to be straight bluefin fishing.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's changed over to yellowfin fishing. That bluefin's up here more, you know. A lot of these guys talk about that bluefin being endangered. It's not. The volume of fish, the guys in the airplane that do this regularly.
Tom's talked about it.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But unless the scientists see it with their eyeballs, it doesn't exist. It's got to be documented.
Yeah. But it almost still doesn't exist, if they see it with the eyeballs.
It's hard to convince them.
Yes.
You know, the volume of fish is phenomenal. And we're doing a lot of recording. You know, a lot of the SAC fleet is measuring this fish. We're getting the size and weight. And the big threat was there's three main players, United States, Japan, and Mexico, as far as this bluefin fishery. The size of the fish that they were catching for the Japan market had dropped in size. And so that's where all this, we wanted to drop the amount of fish that we could catch. Well, Japan, United States, and Mexico dropped their quota, you know, 25%. The American sport fishing guys catching them with hook and line, we dropped it 80%.
80%.
And we do the less amount of damage.
Oh, no doubt.
So the sport fleet does the least amount of damage, but took the greatest hit percentage-wise.
Because under the Obama thing was we had to be good stewards of the ocean.
Yeah.
And so we're showing that. The American fleet, because they don't do a...
commercial fleet, the American commercial fleet.
They're mostly all brine fish, so that bluefin fishery right there is not as worth as much as it is as a flash frozen fleet.
Yeah, you know? Interesting.
So it makes a big difference.
Yeah. Why is it that, you know, when there's a lot of yellowfin around, you see that purseine fleet on it?
Yes.
Why is it that you don't see them on the bluefin?
Because that bluefin is more of a sashimi. They've made it a sushi market fish,
a
prime fish. It doesn't can as well as yellowfin does.
So there's no market for it?
Not near the market. Thank goodness, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but as far as for the fresh fish market, you know, if it was a fresh fish thing, it, you know, they could market it a lot.
Yeah, and that's why the purseine fleet are the ones that are catching it for the pens, because that's
they say live pens, and then as the orders come in, they get them out of the pens
right.
the size of the fish they want.
And they still have fish in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's such a cool way of doing it. It's really its own kind of deal. It's where they're taking maybe an 80-pound fish, but turning that into triple, quadruple the weight.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
They're ranching them.
You did, you know, you got that fishery in Australia. You got that fishery in the Mediterranean, the bluefin fishery. It's the same thing, you know. They use giant pins, and it goes by order.
And they harvest that.
Yeah.
They harvest a smaller amount of fish, but yet turn it into quadruple the yield.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, indeed. Bart, it's you going to get out fishing this year again?
Well, the next few months, Pete, I'm a little busy.
You think? I don't know. Is there something going on in March?
Yeah, we're into our 7-day a week Fred Hall show cycle. So yeah, it's really nice to get up in the morning, you know, and before I go into the office and start trying to write something, I'm sitting here listening to you guys. It really is a great treat. I wanted to thank you at the end of the year and wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and we look forward to a great year next year, and I'm sure you do too.
Indeed, yeah. We're looking forward already to the big Fred Hall show, March. Dates in March are what, Bart?
March 4th through the 8th for Long Beach, and March 26th through the 29th for Del Mar. And it's really amazing, Pete. As far as space goes, we're already done. So never happened this early before. So now we're working on other things and trying to figure out what we're going to do with all these other people who want to come in.
Yeah, that we're too late to get in.
Yeah, too late, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Bart. Well, Merry Christmas to you and Jenny and your family, and we're looking forward to 2020.
Me too. Thank you guys for all you do.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks,
Happy New Year.
Appreciate that very much. All right, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Paul. Paul from Bellflower. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Same at you.
Good morning, Paul.
All right, Jim. How did you get your start?
It's a cool one. We want to hear it, Jim.
I used to go down on the landing, ride my bike
down to Seaforth.
Down to Seaforth, where the boat rentals is now.
Okay, right there.
I used to bug the guys in there in the office. Hey, can I get to work? No, go away, kid.
Shit.
You know, I have to go mow a lawn because back then I think it cost $3 to go on a half day trip. So I have to go mow a couple lawns, go half day fishing, and then I keep bugging them and bugging them and bugging them. Finally, I think they just got tired of me bugging them. We had four boats back then, and I think I was like the fifth deck on the last boat to get out.
Yeah.
You know, I just worked my way up. And
what were you fishing for?
Back then, a lot of bonita and a lot of yellowtail back then.
And the inshore?
Yeah, inshore.
It was like half-day fishing.
We didn't have three-quarter-day boats. Yeah. All half-day fishing. And then albacore fishing in the... Overnight
treat.
In the summertime.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So. You used to fish with Bill Poole?
No. I fished, actually started on the albacore boat with Jay Sterling, and he ran the original New Seaforth, which is a boat much like the Seahorse and the old Thunderbird, you know, old 65-foot Ditmar. And then San Diego was built in 65. I built the Seaforth, which is a Western Pride. Now, that was built in 68. That's the first half-day boat I worked on.
Wow.
First boat I ran also. So.
I'll be darned.
Some legendary history right
Yeah,
here.
No doubt.
I love it.
Hey, Paul, there you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Dwayne Panu is on from the San Diego Anglers. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, guys. Like to talk about the upcoming Bay Bass Tournament.
Yeah, but before you do that, I understand you just had the epic El Salto trip, and I know Corey's all jazzed about going. We still have two spots left on our Let's Talk Hookup Cast Tours trip in January to go with Corey and Cass. You said it's back. It's big time, huh?
Oh, yeah, big time, yes. We had a combo trip, and we started the trip off at El Salto there. So it's pretty wide open. They had a late-season unusual rainstorm, and it filled the lake up pretty full. And the shoreline is full of baby tilapia and threadfin shad and fish are up on the beach trying to eat those things in the morning and the evening, and then they back off to 10 to 15 foot deep, and then you get them on your standard Strike King or Rapala type crankbaits down there. Or if you want to do the Senkos or the black and blue power worms, you know, whatever your favorite way is to catch them, you certainly can do it there. But it's pretty wide open. I suggest one lure in particular. It's a popper called a Yellow Magic. You can get it from Tackle Warehouse. I like the Tennessee Shad, and you want to get the smaller one, the quarter ounce one, the smaller one. That's what's kind of mimicking the bait fisher up on the shore, and it's casted toward the beach in the morning, and pop it a couple times to let it stop, and just wait for the explosion. It's pretty phenomenal fishing down there right now.
Sounds like a lot of fun, Dwayne.
Any big fish?
In our group, the biggest fish was like 6 pounds. There had been some 8-pounders in some of the other groups there, but it's quantity. They've had pretty good spawns the last 2 or 3 years, and you certainly can see it in the fish classes that you're catching down there.
And so, a crazy thing, Dwayne, it's such a year-round warm fishery that the growth rate is probably double to triple of what our lakes are. Like a 2-year-old fish might be a 3-plus pounder,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, and they all have big fat bellies on them. It's amazing how fat they are, and they're still trying to eat your plug on the beach there.
It's pretty
amazing. I did not want to leave, let me tell you. I did not want to leave.
What about that MC weedless, Corey?
I'm ready for it, man. Like,
yeah. Okay, yeah. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, so for you guys that are going down there, that 4-inch weedless swimmy that Corey makes, it hooks on that keel weighted 3-0 Gamagatsu. Yeah, have that tied on a rod, and as you go by these points here, turn around, you'll see isolated 2 or 3 trees off of points. Don't hesitate to throw that lure right through the tops of those trees, and as it comes out on the other side, though, the bass will smash it, absolutely smash it as it's coming back to the boat. Wait for it to get outside the trees, and you got to have a handful of those, that's for sure.
You're having a full lather, and no joke, I'm ready to gnaw on the mic here.
Yeah.
But I'm actually bringing a handful of those for all the people coming. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, the only thing Cass mentioned for everybody to bring a 4-aught Gamakatsu, it's what you're talking about, Dwayne, the weighted Gamakatsu super line hook. And I fish a 3-aught, a 4-aught will work. I love the 3-aught.
Yeah.
And you literally, it's the type of thing where you could throw it on the bank and knock it off all the trees and the structure, and they just get the bite is incredible. Like, hold on.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you want to go with Corey, call Cast Tours. 2 spots left, right, Corey?
Yeah, there's 2 spots left. I talked to Cast Man yesterday, and you give him a personal call on the cell phone. It's 951-415-2505. Two spots left.
Hey, so now tell us about the Bay Bass Tournament.
Yes, it's the 23rd annual. This is the fourth time we tried to do this 23rd annual Bay Bass Tournament. The first time I got canceled because of the shelter and launch ramp reconstruction. And then, as you know, it got blew out twice last year, once in February. And then when we were scheduled in March, we got blown out again, and our schedule was so full we couldn't put that big giant tournament in, so we just canceled it. And so we're going to call it the Let's Try It Again 23rd Annual San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament. So it's scheduled for January the 25th. It's a team tournament, two-man team. The team turns in their largest 3 bass for the day, whether it's spotted bass, sand bass, calico bass out toward the jetties there, and first prize in this tournament is a $1,500 first prize cash prize sponsored by Doug at Fisherman's Landing.
Wow, that sounds great. Good times, and, of course, we're going to be doing pre-bay bass seminar and sale at Dana Landing the weekend before, the night, Sunday the 19th. That's going to be a great time. You'll be there, Corey.
That's a fun day,
yeah,
honestly.
Benny Florentino will be there, and a whole host of things. And one of the rare times you can get MC swim baits on sale, right?
Right.
They'll have everything on sale at Dana.
They're going to have a good grip of stuff on sale. Like, yeah. I always say, when John and Steve do something, it's done right. And Dwayne, that day with the seminar is so much fun. It's like 150 yeah. plus in the crowd.
Yeah.
It's over early. You can sign up for the tournament that same day, Dwayne, if that's the last minute.
It'll be the last day you can sign up for the tournament. That's correct. And if you want to sign up before, just go to our website, sanagoanglers.com. Go to the tournament section on the right-hand side. Click on that. It'll say Open Bay Bass Tournament. And when you click on that, it'll be a narrative there and an opportunity to download the form. Or if you need the local tackle shops around here, Seaforth, Fisherman's Landing, all the tackle shops out in East County, Dana down there, you can pick a entry form up down there. I passed them out before we took off the El Salto.
Indeed. So that's Sunday, the 19th of January, for the big Dana Landing live remote and sale, and then the weekend after, the big Bay Bass Tournament.
Big Bay Bass Tournament. You don't have to be a professional to do this. People think you have to be a professional tournament fisherman, but you do not. I mean, as Corey can testify, anybody can catch that lone nice sand bass in San Diego Bay, and because it's only three fish, that gives you a great opportunity to win this prize here. So over the years, there's been a few people that have won it a couple times, but for the most part, it's a new person almost every year.
And it's not the artificial-only kind of tournament. Like a lot of the other tournaments, you know, are artificial-only. You can fish bait. You can do whatever you want, and it's just a good time. It's a huge draw. Huge, huge raffle.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Dwayne, Pat Noob, San Diego Anglers, looking forward to the big tournament, and we'll talk to you again real soon. That's going to be a good time for sure.
Lots of fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to be at that sale and seminar.
The sale and seminar is a fun day.
Yeah, that's a good one at Dana Landing.
And it's over like at 1 o'clock. It's like a short, sweet, come get your deal, listen to the seminar, and...
It's a good day.
It
Steve
is.
And Johnny put on an excellent show over there.
A lot of fun.
Landing, for sure. Got a message from Tim Ekstrom. 23 bluefin tuna, 50 to 80 pounds on the Mustang.
Correct.
Last night. Yeah. And they had two nice yellowfin tuna, too. And they had heavy losses on the bigger bluefin tuna, too. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
doesn't surprise Jim.
Not one bit.
So Royal Star, Tim talked about it yesterday. He's doing a three-day, Friday through Monday on the 27th, right after Christmas, and there's still spots available on that. Weather looks perfect for that. Man, are you kidding me?
Huh.
That's going to be a great trip. Get your bluefin tuna fixed for the New Year's.
And like you mentioned, Pete and Jim, the weather coming in that we're going to have over Christmas isn't necessarily wind-related.
Right.
So right after the storm and get out there
when
after
you see
Christmas,
that stuff is all coming in, it's a little Catalina headache type one.
Right.
You know, it's just, and you still got a good high pressure. It's, you know, I don't think it's going to last.
It's not going to jack the ocean up.
No.
Is what we're talking
not
about.
Not going to change things. Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to go, there's grab a spot on that three-day Royal Star. He priced it $1,000 for a three-day on the Royal Star, all-inclusive, everything. That's a deal.
That's what we did in our last 3.5 day tour.
That's a deal. Yeah.
Works
so if you want to do it, go on RoyalStarSportFishing.com and book your trip, because there's bluefin to catch.
It
sounds like yellowfin, too.
Yellowfin.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How about that, huh? Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Scott. Scott Cullen from San Diego. Welcome to the show this morning, Scott.
Morning, Scott. Do we have Scott? No,
it doesn't look like it. Okay.
Guess we lost Scott.
Well, I think we have another special caller on.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Your saltwater guide.
Hey, how about that?
That guy himself.
Exactly.
Captain Dave Hansen.
And the report this morning is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing. Let's see here. Fishing in San Diego, beg my pardon. It's almost Christmas time. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about El Salto.
What happened. Hey. Got him on the El Salto thing.
Got it too early.
Exactly. Looking for the perfect last-minute Christmas gift? Fisherman's Processing has the answer. Gift certificates for the Fisherman's Processing or an assortment of their great spices and rubs, smoked fish, and smoked cheeses are now available at Fisherman's Processing. And the knives, too. They have holiday special packages now at their convenient Liberty Station location, or you can order online at fishmansprocessing.com.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what a perfect last-minute Christmas. Head over to Liberty Station now and grab those spices and rubs. Put them in the stocking stuffer. Perfect over there. They have great deals going on
right now. And a fillet knife.
Oh, yeah.
I want one
of
those.
They got a new stock.
Yes, I love it.
They got a new stock yesterday, I know for sure. Yeah.
Count me in.
Come on, Dave Hansen. What's up?
Well, hello, Rambo.
Good morning, Dave.
Corey. Good morning, guys. There's a bunch of stuff to talk about. Look at that bluefin, yellowfin. Come on. It's Christmas. What are we talking about? Then, like Wooly was saying, the bass are kind of still trying to bite in Dana Point. There's rockfish to catch. A couple of my buddies, I didn't even tell Mark Wish this, but a couple of my buddies, skiff guys, were over at Catalina yesterday and had a couple white sea bass.
Ooh.
Down there by Binnacle Rocks with all that squid that's over there. And then here comes the weather. So we're going to get a little bit of weather, but like Pete was saying yesterday, no wind. There's really no wind on this weather that's coming. So we got a little rain, a little bit of wind, and then it's going to get real bitching on the weekend again. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're calling for no wind, just a slight sprinkle of rain. So take a little break, do the Christmas thing, and then get right back out there fishing on Friday with your new rods and reels and all that stuff you're going to get for Christmas. But one other thing. You guys were talking about sea lions a little bit ago. Guess where they're super thick?
Where?
It looks like Newport Harbor, Cabo San Lucas Marina.
Come on.
The California sea lion has taken over Cabo San Lucas Marina, and they are thick in here. There's probably a resident of 70 of them in here.
Wow.
Living on the docks, jumping on the boats. And then that Mag Bay, they're talking all the guys that commercial fish sardines and stuff. That sea lion is just destroying that sardine fishery in Mag Bay. There's just millions and millions of sea lions in Mag Bay. So it's a big problem. Someday someone will take care of it, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Last time I was down there at the Cape, we were going in, and the sea lions are actually jumping on the swim steps of every yacht going in.
Going in.
Yep. And they're going out. They get out
pretty
just outside the harbor. They jump back off, get on the next one going in.
Jeez. Free ride.
On the swim steps.
Crazy.
Out of control.
Yeah.
Got to do something about it, for sure. Well, Captain Dave, one thing we know, he's ready to go catch some fish. YourSaltwaterGuide.com has all the information to help you catch fish. And you got it going. And also, you report to FishDope.com. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is the $20 code. Great gift for that last-minute person there, fishing buddy or whatever, fishdope.com, that's your source. And, Dave, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, you know what's really cool about the fish dope thing? Danny called me at 9:15 yesterday morning and told me that those fish were biting out there for the Mustang. So he knew about it before anybody knew about it. I don't know how he knows, but he keeps his head on that radio. He knows what's going on out there. So if you guys don't have fish dope, I don't know where you're getting your information. But if you guys want to check out something really cool, look at my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. There's over 190 videos on there to teach you how to catch fish in Southern California and offshore. And we sold out of all the gift certificates because I was on your show 2 weeks ago. So if you guys want to get a gift certificate for your friend, just log on to the website and put in your friend's email. That's the best way to do it now because we are out of coupons.
All right. Good for you, Dave. All right, Captain Dave, Merry Christmas to you, and we'll talk to you for a final report for 2019 next Sunday.
All right, buddy. Goodbye, guys. Have a great weekend. Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Merry Christmas, Dave.
Appreciate that. All right, let's jump back on those jam-packed phones after you tell us who sponsored that.
Yeah, exactly. It's sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, I promise you I'll be making a visit to East County Bait and Tackle.
Oh, yeah.
Everything you need for a freshwater tackle, live bait, or a great day on the lake. Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Landing launch ramp on Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle, right at the end of 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com.
And don't forget, mark your calendar for January 19th, Sunday, that big live broadcast and big pre-Bay Bass Seminar
sale. It's a big day, man.
And seminar. Yeah.
It's a big day.
It's a great time.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
For sure. All right, now let's jump to the phones.
Let's do it. How about Sam? Sam in Irvine, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Great show. I've been out on the Cortez a few times with the skipper. He really gets out there, but when you get out there and really hustle up and you got a bike going on, I got to give you that.
Yeah,
but my question is on this, I haven't been on your boat since this big bite. How are you fishing the big bluefin? Are you kite fishing them now, or how are you going about that?
Oh, yeah, no, we kite fish on a big fish. We, you know, flatfall. We do what, you know, you got to have the envelope open on this kind of fishing. And we do whatever it takes. We've had guys fishing all night long, you know, and try to rotate the guys in and out, you know, so they can get a little bit of rest.
Yeah, but they're biting. They could bite at any time.
They can bite at any time. We've had a middle of the day bites, you know, have bites all day long during the daylight and not bite at night. So you got to be definitely off the envelope and take whatever it takes.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
I mean, these schools, you can usually tell.
When was your last trip?
November, second week of November.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And it wasn't because the fish weren't biting. They were still biting.
Oh, they were still biting. They ran out of people.
You just ran out of people, yeah.
No, just run out of people.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Didn't run out of fish.
Yeah.
That's good times for sure.
We like that. Thanks, yeah. Sam. Appreciate the call this morning. Merry Christmas to you.
All about the good times. We're going to be right back here on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Jim Hughes on the Cortez when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want, a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Penn. We have the best Penn has to offer, including International VISX, Fathom 2-Speed, Torque 2-Speed, Fathom Star Drag, and so much more. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Penn saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. We've got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time in studio.
Captain Jim Hughes, Cortez.
Legendary.
Oh, yeah.
Legendary.
Guy, seriously. I mean, this guy, it's hard to get him in the studio. This is about the only window we have, right, Jim?
That's what it's been the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, because it's like just before Christmas, because then you're on the roll January 1st.
Yep.
Yeah, and on and off, and then boat work and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
You're ready for the next season.
Yeah. So when do you start fishing on the Cortez?
Usually we'll get going like in middle of May. We get, Father's Day seems to be the start for us the last half a dozen years.
So yeah.
We'll get going from there and hopefully we can get some trips and there's any kind of fish around.
Yeah.
You know, we might have a little bit earlier this year. We'll see what happens.
I like it.
But I got my commitment with Frank as far as helping the maintenance. We haul that boat out in the middle of May. So
middle of May.
And then all the way take 30 days or whatever.
Yeah. Wow. You're a busy guy.
Try to stay busy. Keep you young.
Yeah,
I keep
man.
Telling myself that.
That's right. You got to keep going. Yeah, got to keep that body moving.
That's
So if somebody wants to charter the Cortez, it's not too early to get on the books right now.
No, we've booked up a lot already for next year. But, no, we have some gaps, little 4 or 5 day gaps in each month.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to go, how do they do it?
They can get a hold of me on my phone or call C4.
What's your phone number?
Mine's 619-203-2965.
Okay.
Or
you can call C4.
C4 and 619-224-3383.
And just say, hey, I want to charter the Cortez on a day and a half, a two and a half, a three and a half.
Yes.
Put a group of 10 or 15 together and go fish with Jim. Yeah.
More than welcome.
And the likelihood that you're running the boat is pretty high.
It's 100%.
It's 100%.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Not unless
barring
I cut off my hand
or
something like that.
You know, things happen, but chances are you're running the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump on those jam-packed phones.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Mark? Mark calling from Santee. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Good morning, Mark.
Sorry to answer my question, but I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I've always been fascinated by you guys who can do what you love doing every day of the year.
Not a job.
It's amazing to me. Yeah, it's amazing. I did that when I worked and I was in the Marine Corps for 22 years, and I did that every day. I love going to work.
That's it.
And it's amazing. Yeah.
We don't consider it a job.
That's cool.
It's incredible, definitely, Mark. I mean, he's been at Seaforth Sport Fishing for 50 years, 52.
Yeah.
And
you're not even that old.
Doesn't look like it. and on the Cortez for 22 years of that, and just an incredible guy, seriously. I mean, he's one of the good guys.
How long has C4 Sport Fishing been around?
Early 60s.
Early
60s. Early 60s. 61, I think. I think our first brochure had Steve Loomis as a deckhand. It was on the back of the original C4.
Wow.
Which is a round stern. And it was just absolutely wedged with yellowtail.
Oh, my.
I think that's what the original brochure was.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, we used to drive out to Point Loma Kelp and get hammer the yellowtail.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of
back
yellowtail.
In the day.
Yeah.
There's a cool story I have from Bob Williams, another legend at Seaforth. And Bob on the San Diego on a three-quarter day trip, but they were fishing off the Green Tank, which if you know anybody knows, it's only 4 miles from the harbor, right?
Yep.
And if you go into Seaforth Sport Fishing, you'll see John Yamate has some large yellowfin mounted up there. But one of them is a big-eye tuna, roughly like a 110-pounder, I'm thinking. And that was caught, Bob Williams told me, that was caught on the San Diego off the Green Tank.
Wow.
Yes, and they had one year where they had multiple fish on the boat multiple different days.
Gee.
Big-eye. Anchored off the Green Tank. Big-eye.
We had good bluefin bites there, Hill Street.
Wow.
The five up there in northern La Jolla, 150 fish days, 148 fish days.
On bluefin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
What changed?
It was just clear water year, blue. Yeah. Blue water. We had them a couple years ago, same thing. There's a lot of bluefin on the beach.
Could happen.
They weren't big ones. It was when you had to fish 12-pound and, number four, number six hook. And you're fishing straight anchovy back then.
Remember when we were catching them over at Coronado's a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the same thing.
Yeah.
Just a clean, all you need is some clean blue water.
Clean water. Yeah.
A lot of history at Seaforth. Pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. Mark, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about John? John Cole from Huntington Beach. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is another awesome show, and Merry Christmas to everybody. It's
same to you.
Merry Christmas, Joe.
It's a great time of year. So I wanted to ask Jim a question about fishing out on the Outer Banks. Is it any different fishing like Cortez Bank, Tanner Bank, in that area, as opposed to down closer to San Diego and some of the shallower or smaller banks down there?
Well, Cortez, you can anchor fishing, or you can fish the edges. But mostly at Cortez Bank, fishing is an anchor fishery. But the fish get off the edge, especially on that south side, and then up to the north, going up towards Tanner. Where these local banks, you know, if you're talking about like the 371, 425, you know, that 302, they're just like, if you picture just mountain ridges, you know, and it's sort of a circular base, you know, going from east to west and then to the north. It just would be like a giant mountain ridge, and there's gaps in between, you know, give the banks. That Cortez is basically, and that Tanner is the same thing. It's a mountain ridge out in the top, but it's
used to be an island, but it sunk.
But it's shallow enough to anchor on, you know, and you can fish the edges on it, anchored up. You go up towards that upper west end of the Cortez, you get the 9, which was good yellowtail fishing for quite a few boats this year.
Yeah.
Better grade yellowtail.
Uh-huh.
And the Tanner didn't really play out that much this year.
Yeah.
But that big bluefin was up above it, and then down below that east end on that Cortez and all the way into that, what we call the condom, you know, which is the east, far east edge of that.
Yeah.
But it's like any other bank, it takes conditions.
Yeah.
You know.
But a lot of stuff was close this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 90% of the fishery was inside of 60 miles.
Wow.
You know.
Gotta love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fuel bill helps that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's talk to David. David from Encinitas. Thanks for joining us this morning, David.
Good morning, guys. Another great show. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas, David.
It's good to hear in some ways that I guess your maintenance window is in May, but my question is, with this bluefin popping back up, is there any possibilities of you guys running like a Friday night open party to get on out?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, we do the maintenance, but, you know, if we get a weekend trip, we're going to be running.
Yeah. You know? In May?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a... That's,
it that's could a happen. You'll be ready on the Cortez.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I want to do my maintenance after we get in and from the Tacos trip.
Especially if you get a charter group. I mean,
yeah,
somebody
yeah.
Call you with a charter.
Absolutely.
Well in advance, you got to.
I think
we're
going to have a couple lined up already for earlier. Yeah.
I think Frank would encourage that. Get you off the boat, off the Royal Players.
Oh, no, no. He has no problem.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If we got a trip,
you
got
to go fishing.
Yeah. But on weekdays, we try to get as much done as we can.
Yeah.
We know we're
going
to be gone that weekend.
Stay tuned in to Let's Talk Hookup. We'll keep you informed of when he's going fishing.
That's it.
Yeah. Listen to Marcos on the radio. That guy on the radio, you know that guy on the radio, Marcos, at C4 Sports.
He comes
there
every Saturday.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, David, thanks a lot. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, good stuff. Let's talk to Mike. Mike Cohn from Camarillo. Hey, Mike, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hello, Pete Gray. You know, the first time I ever took my kids fishing was when they were about maybe 8 to maybe 11 years old. And I remember... I even have pictures of it. We went on a boat. I think it was in Dana Wharf, and you were there. It was one of your special things.
Oh,
and
one of our Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars, I'll bet.
I think so. And my son won a reel, you know, which was really, really cool. You had a reel, and you had all this other great stuff.
That's cool.
So then the reason I'm calling is because I see you got a special guest, Jim Hughes.
Yes.
Now, that's another guy. Okay. I got a trip that was because there was an extra on a charter, and it was to go on Jim Hughes's boat, you know, which I'd never met him before. And I went on it, and this guy, he is a guy there that wants you to catch fish, you know. Now, I say that because I have been on other trips before, and it seems like you pay the ticket, and you get on the boat, and you go for a boat ride, okay. This guy, he was out there, and somebody, as soon as they get a bite, man, he's coaching you, you know? If he's still Jim Hughes that I remember, which I'm sure he is, he's coaching you, and he's telling you, you know, exactly what to do. You know why? Because he wants that fish on the boat. He wants you to catch that fish. And sometimes it just seems like it's not about the ticket and buying the trip. It's about he wants everybody to go away with something. They came there to fish, and he's going to see to it that you catch that fish. Now, I haven't been on his boat probably for 15 years. I mean, I've moved, and a lot of things have happened, you know. It just, that's the way it is.
Well, you need to get out there and go fishing again with him, for sure. I'll tell you what. And Jim, you know, one thing, we talked about this yesterday, Corey, and that's the desire for the captain on the boat to catch fish. And, you know, a lot of guys, they go, oh, well, you know, the captain wasn't trying hard. I don't know of anybody that wouldn't be trying harder than anybody on the boat than the captain.
The captain. But you put that aside, and truly, I mean, Mike, you're kind of hitting a little bit on the head where Jim just has that extra passion, that extra love. And seriously, if you see him in studio, he's all smiles the whole time. He's been a Seaforth for 50 years.
Yeah.
Over 50.
Passionate about it.
Yes, and still very, very passionate. And he's as excited for
an
you
inspiration.
To catch. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And all the knowledge and everything that comes with it is really, really special.
We enjoy people catching fish. And I take it as each group is, you know. I don't worry about what everybody else is doing, the rest of the fleet's doing. I want to make sure my group has a good time. And I tell my groups right at the beginning, there's nobody on the boat wants to catch fish more than this crew.
Yes.
Period. Yes. So we want to catch it 10 times more than you do.
Yeah.
So we work our butts off trying to put them on the best possibility of catching something.
Yeah. And the guys in the business that don't have that attitude, they don't last.
They don't last. No,
yeah, they're not going to be
there. You get weeded out. You know, competition, I've always said this, competition breeds good business.
Oh, you mean you're competitive out there?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you want to catch more than the other guy?
Yeah, but you know what? If everybody keeps up in their game, you know, the fishermen are going to have a better chance of catching something and have a better experience.
There's a reason why in studio we call you Captain Jim Hughes, and then when you're on the boat, we call you Rambo.
Rambo. Where'd that come from?
I'm different. just came around from
a long time. Yeah.
Still
a lot of your passengers call you Rambo?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
He takes on a whole new meaning.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Mike, Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for all the nice thoughts. Appreciate that very much.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk to Tom. Tom from Temecula. Welcome to the show this morning.
Morning, guys. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas,
great
Tom.
Great show, as usual. Jim, seems like this year we have an absence, a lot of the smaller yellowfin that, you know, we usually have a ton of, and also an absence of a lot of the yellowtail, the small firecrackers. And when we get to the bluefin and the yellowfin, you know, all of that stuff seemed like it started off with a really decent grade. And overall, you know, just looking at what we caught, it's just been just larger fish than the previous year. You see that continuing. And I know at the beginning of the year, you know, there was a lot of talk about, you know, pretty much finesse fishing for the bluefin, you know, 40-pound outfits. And did you guys catch very many of those larger fish on that 40-pound outfit stuff, or did all of your big fish come on the heavy gear?
Let's go. You got a bunch of questions there.
Yeah.
Okay. As far as that smaller yellowfin around, there was plenty of it around.
Mm-hmm.
And guys had limits of that stuff, especially that 425 area, that 371 area. There's a lot of that smaller grade around. I think you saw what most of the guys were doing was more concentrated into that better grade bluefin and it better, so there wasn't as much emphasis on
that smaller
fish.
They were driving away from that smaller fish.
Yes, yeah. Trying to get on, you know, bigger fish. Because we saw a lot of that fish that were football-sized fish. And then as far as the yellowtail and stuff like that, like I said, the kelps weren't holding like they have been in the last couple of years. You know, those little yellowtail took a beating the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, it was 1, 2, 3 pounders. The guys are saying they're 5, 6 pounders. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 pounders.
Yeah.
And they took a beating. And there was plenty of kelps around that they weren't getting on the kelps as much. So you hit 1 out of 25, 30 kelps that might have a little bit of fish on it. Again, guys weren't kelp fishing this year because there was bluefin schools and yellowfin schools, and there was a lot of skipjack around. There was a lot of bonita around. So there was more of that open water fishery going on. I mean, guys would hit a kelp if they went by it or if they trolled by it or something, but you didn't see the Dorado counts like we have been. And again, because the emphasis of that fish was more into this 60-mile and shorter area. We didn't have guys going way down there or way out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, everybody was checking with the long-range guys because they were clearing Ensenada, going to Guadalupe. Hey, you guys see anything? You guys see anything? You know? And, you know, we didn't see nothing going down. There was cooler water. I mean, I remember 1 week, maybe 2 weeks, where that fish was down there below San Jose, you know, going towards Colonnette, where the most of the fleet was fishing. But for the most part, everything was up here tight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it went, you know, you look at the fishery from the above the border this year. You know, last year I think we fished above the border or below the border maybe 5 times.
Really?
Yeah. The year before, 3 times.
Wow.
Everything was above the border.
Above the border.
You know, this year was a little bit more spread out.
Yeah.
I probably fished down there maybe 10 times.
10 times.
But most of it was...
It was still up
above the border.
Wow. Pretty amazing. Good question, Tom. Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas to you. Communication between the boats.
Yeah.
That's key, right?
It is. You know, there's little code groups and stuff, but this dispatch thing is eliminated code groups because everybody knows everybody for the most part.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what the other group's doing. You know, it's not any secret, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can try to keep it to yourself. The next day, there'll be 10 guys, you know, in that same area.
On the same spot.
Around. But that's good, too, because you're getting more of a spread.
Right.
It's like this, like we were talking earlier about this albacore fishery. I mean, are they coming up earlier? We get one boat that goes out there, he could miss them by 300 yards.
Yeah.
You know, they could start something.
Yeah.
You know, and we've seen it in the past where a couple boats have gone out there, all of a sudden, you know, catch 20. The next day, there's 4 boats out there, and they catch 20 apiece.
Yeah.
You know, next day, there's... The fleet's out there, all of a sudden we're getting 100 fish stops.
Yeah.
You know, because just miss it by a little bit.
Right. But that's key. All the different boats, the more boats out, the better chance you're going to get on the fish.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yesterday you had one boat go out there, happen to find a school, and that's it.
Yeah, how did he know?
Well, you're just going back to an area where you were.
He knew.
With the last time, and you'll see it.
Good for him. Yeah. Well, let's jump back on the phones.
Let's do it. How about... We talked to Chuck. Chuck Hall from Dana Point. Welcome to the show this morning, Chuck.
Good morning, guys. Excellent Chuck. Party yesterday on the radio, you guys. That was cool.
Thanks.
Hey, you know, I like asking all you captains, what's your favorite fish to catch? Do you have a bass rod hit up there in the cabin, or do you like pulling on these bluefin? And another question is, I've heard the term the fish are angry today. Is that because of lack of bait or change of temperature?
No, just attitude. You know, fish, I mean, just like humans, you know, something changes. You know, we're getting that cooler water. Like this late season, that water was cool. We're still catching yellowfin in it. Man, them things are really pulling back.
Yeah.
65-degree water.
Yeah.
I mean, just a 30, 40-pounder. Yeah. They were acting like those 100-pound bluefin. You know, I mean, they were flat pulling back.
So when you talk about angry fish, I mean, that's on the pulling end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, fish get... They have attitudes, you know, just like anything else. You know, you see them younger ones. You know, we've been down there fishing all that big yellowfin down below, you know, and you'll get a 150-pounder pulls way harder than a 300-pounder.
And your favorite fish to catch, personally?
I like all of them.
All of them. Tuna.
I'm not particular.
Are you a freshwater guy like some of these guys are?
I like fishing freshwater once in a while.
Dabble into bass?
Yeah.
Did you get lathered up hearing about the El Salto?
Yes, I was getting...
That. He wants to go, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of guys are, come on, you got to go. Nah, I can't, you know, I got stuff to do or something like that. But
it's
that fishery sounds awesome.
It's fun. Yeah. Hey, Chuck, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Just about a minute left for Jim in National City. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Keep it safe out there. Hey, my question is for the skipper. As far as tackle on your boat, the Cortez, are you going from Spectra to mono to fluorocarbon or straight Spectra to fluorocarbon? Like in that 40-pound class of fly line or maybe even 50 or 60-pound class line.
We use Spectra to mono to fluorocarbon.
Okay.
And I like the stretch factor in it. You got to have that little bit of stretch factor.
Okay.
I mean, there's guys that use straight Spectra to fluorocarbon, but they miss a lot of fish on it.
Yeah.
There's no stretch.
Especially when you pull a lot of hooks.
Yeah.
Especially when you get straight up and down.
Yeah. And then, but I like that little stretch factor with a mono in between.
How much mono?
Huh? Oh, I call a top shot. So I want something where that the knot's not going to get screw you up casting out.
Yeah.
You know, I've had guys use a short top shot, you know, 6 feet, 8 feet. I've had guys use 25, 30 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I like fill the reel 3/4 with Spectra, 100 yards of mono, and then your fluorocarbon.
Okay.
You know, that seems to work out perfect for us. And you
for
know,
all the rigs, for 60-pound, 80-pound, 40-pound?
Yep. All of them.
Okay.
The kite fishery, we're using Spectra. Probably...
Different program.
Yeah, 100 yards of 130, 140-pound mono, and then 200-pound leader. And then... You know, like question a little while ago about the finesse fishery. A lot of that had to do with bait, you know. Everyham does a great job with the bait, as always. The bait was a little bit smaller on this year. So you're using a smaller hook and a little bit lighter line. And we did land a lot of that fish on 40-pound, you know.
That's cool.
That's definitely
Jim, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Oh, definitely some good knowledge for sure. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out one lucky winner winning a trip for two, a day and a half to 2.5 day on the Cortez. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the network.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Check out the all-new Speedmaster. It has the same configuration as the popular Shimano Talica series for half the price. The Speedmaster is great for local bluefin tuna, Guadalupe yellowfin tuna, and much more. The Shimano Speedmaster 2-speed reel is available in a 12 or 16 size and makes the perfect gift for the angler on your list. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, we've had a fun 2 hours in studio. I tell you, there's so much knowledge and history and legendary Jim Hughes.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get to go fishing with you. That's Rich and Bradley. Day and a half to 2.5 day trip, wherever you can fit them.
That's right.
For two people.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to bring a friend.
Rich is stoked.
Yeah, he is. No doubt about it. Captain Jim Hughes, thank you for taking the time to be here. You're always a great guy to have on and talk and go fishing with, too.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it. We'd like everybody to have a Merry Christmas, and let's hopefully another great year.
Yeah, for sure.
Be awesome.
And if somebody wants to ride the Cortez, charter the Cortez, how do we do that?
You can get a hold of me personally. What's
your phone number?
My phone is 619-203-2965, or you can call Seaford down here in San Diego, 619-224-3383.
Maybe even get on a whale trip with you.
Oh, yeah.
Go on the Royal Polaris.
You'll
be on the Royal, too. Yeah. All right, Jim. Thanks for time, and thanks for everything, and Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to all our listeners out there. We sure appreciate all your support, and thanks to Brian and Adam on the other side of the board here that just do such a great job for us. We sure appreciate that. Adam's busily going to get those archives up as we speak, so stay tuned. We're having a little bit of internet issues here with getting those archives up real quick here, but we'll get them up as soon as we can from today, so you can be assured of that. And, hey, next Saturday, Captain Art Taylor and Mike from The Searcher going to be here. And then next Sunday, Captain Mike Pritchard from The Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing. Going to be a couple of great shows. Corey, Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas to all out there. We'll see you next Saturday and Sunday right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.